Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, December 15th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepared these messages together, but today you won't hear Brooksine's voice, although she did have her hand in the final edits on the message. We're a little concerned for Esther. She may have some type of virus, and due to her heart condition, we always need to be careful, so she took Esther to the doctor and just talked to her and is taking her for an x-ray and advised that I go ahead and do the reading today. So it looks like you may be stuck with just my voice today. Today's message is titled, The Everlasting Arms. And I want to share two scripture texts. John 3:16. I hope all of you have that memorized. And then one from Deuteronomy 33, verse 27. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And then, from Deuteronomy, the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Depending on our perspective, we may consider the world to be massive, or we may see it as very small. Andy Larrabour is a friend of mine from New England. He sent me an interesting webpage I've linked to in the footers of the message today. It shows the solar system on a single web page, which incidentally claims to be the largest web page in the world. The page is quite interesting as it shows the sun and each planet in relation to relative size and distance from each other. To get to this site, you have a lot of scrolling to do. I think he said it's a half mile long or something, the equivalent. From this perspective, the Earth seems tiny, even in the solar system, which of course is but a practically minuscule part of the universe. But it was on planet Earth that God created the living being that would be uniquely in his likeness. Of course, our very first ancestors, Adam and Eve, failed the obedience test in the garden and sin entered the world. Certainly, we've experienced sin's awful, spiraling impact to this very day and continue to do so. It was to this fallen world that God sent forth his only begotten Son. That's what Christmas is really all about. The scriptures are the record of God's dealings with this world and the human race. The Bible acknowledges the rest of the universe, but its overall focus is on planet Earth. And once again, that wonderful first daily verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. I enjoy an old spiritual that many of us learn, perhaps in Sunday school or vacation Bible school, titled, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. And actually, I have a classic Mahalia Jackson video version available today as a link. Today's second scripture portion is among the final words of Moses he gave to the new generation just prior to his death and prior to their move into the promised land. That verse again states, the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He wanted the Israelites to have a deep assurance of God's protection and care of this major point of transition in their lives. Joshua would soon assume leadership, and they would be crossing the Jordan River to their new home. There likely was great comfort in Moses' steady leadership, and at the same time, the future was full of uncertainty and uncharted territory. After all, the preceding generation had spied out the land and seen giants. Excuse me. But God had not led them out of Egypt to drift indefinitely through the wilderness. There was a long-standing promise to be fulfilled, which went all the way back to Abraham. Although the wonderful truth in today's second verse was initially given to the Israelites about 3,400 years ago, it has timeless application for all of God's children in every generation. This December 15th, 2009, or whenever you happen to be listening to this, we have an assurance of refuge in an eternal God and security in his everlasting arms. Today we all need this same assurance. Some do especially. Hardly a day goes by that we do not receive a call or email or personally see someone in distress. It's the nature of our ministry and chaplaincy and pastoring. Some of you are facing very difficult circumstances. We hear from our readers and listeners. Perhaps you're waiting for a call that may very well change the direction of your life. Others have lost a loved one, and this Christmas will be especially difficult. Some of you are dealing with discouragement concerning hardships in life and the economic situation and so forth. Many of you know this song. I welcome you to sing or hum its melody today, even silently if you're unable to sing the words aloud, and be reminded of God's steadfast care. That song is an old hymn. What a fellowship! What a joy divine! Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness! What a peace is mine! Leaning on the everlasting arms. And then the refrain. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Let us pray today. This is the prayer book scene. Prepare before leaving this morning. Father, we identify with the Israelites who surely had concerns and fears regarding their future as they journeyed into uncharted territory. We are comfortable with the familiar and can easily worry about the unknown. But we find peace and refuge in you, our eternal God, when we experience the unfamiliar as we learn to trust you for all that concerns us. It is in your everlasting arms that we find a place of reassurance. Your arms never grow weary, nor do they turn us away as we come to you for strength, support, and rest. Amen. Amen. And of course, in my own life today, some concerns for Esther. She's been sick for several days. A number of cautions we have. Many of you know she's a heart kid, born with heart problems. She's adopted from Guatemala, but due to her heart, probably there's other health issues we have to be concerned about. And one is, earlier this year, she had pneumonia. She's also had some problems with her gallbladder. So Brooksine felt like to take her in would be a nice precaution. We do expect them home in the next couple hours, though. Well, we do have some interesting links on our site. I referred to in the message to that interesting webpage on the solar system, and that is available as a link. Again, it's kind of a bland page in a way until you really get a grip of what it's doing, and it's really kind of neat. You'll do a lot of horizontal scrolling, and if you go too fast, the planets are so tiny because it tries to show them in their relationship size-wise, you can easily pass them, especially the smaller ones. And let me just say something just came in the final moments of preparing this message from Mike Martin, a friend of ours in our church. Sent me a video from our choir musical Sunday evening. Now, Mike was in the choir, but a friend of his recorded the video. Let me say it is a home-style recording. It's not the best video, although I think the audio sounds great for a man holding a small camera. It was a production by two small country churches cooperating together. And my wife, of course, Brooksine, was the choir director. That is available as a YouTube video. And I don't know, Mike may be getting more to me too, and I'll be able to put more up over the next several days. I think there were 7 or 8 or 9 songs in the choir musical that we may have to select from. There also is some other music posted on the site today. He's got the whole world in his hands, I mentioned, and then the hymn, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, we quoted at the end. Well, thanks for joining us today, us in the sense that we both prepared it, although you've only heard my voice. May God encourage you today. May He strengthen you. Our website where these supplemental materials are located is dailyencouragement.net. That's just daily and encouragement, all run together, dailyencouragement.net. This, again, is the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, December 15th, 2009. It's on the regular website, or many of you link to the audio from your email subscription, but I always share that date for those that may come across this message later to know when to go back to from the archives to get to the other materials or the written text. Thanks for joining us today. May God encourage you and give you assurance and rest in His everlasting arms.